Hey, you guys, welcome to Lou and Lex Situations. I'm Lex.
And I'm Lou.
How you doing, Lou?
I'm doing good.
Why are you checking your watch already? It's like, it's 13 seconds into the podcast. You ready to go? Bitch, what the fuck?
I'm timing this.
Okay.
Nah, it's nothing like that. But no, I had a pretty chill week. I've basically just been working. Work has been slow. Dennis Rodman came into my job
and acted like a motherfucker, right?
He was smoking a cigar.
He is that bitch.
He was smoking a cigar, and one of the managers went out there. He called her a bitch, started talking shit to her. Was like, I can smoke this cigar on fucking Dennis Rodman. What are you talking about? Like,
I'm trying to do that shit. I am motherfucking Lex. Okay, I will do what I want to do pretty, with this motherfucker. Okay?
It's honestly crazy because we have so many celebrities come through there.
Yeah,
but just seeing him and just dealing with that was pretty cool.
And you burned your hand.
Yeah, I burned myself. It's super like fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't want to be at work like getting hurt or something happening to you or. And it's like, I get burns all the time, y'all, like, but it's just like...
This one was, they had to send you to the emergency room, right?
Yeah, so it was like, it was crazy.
Yeah.
But, yeah, other than that, I mean, I just been chilling, getting ready for, like, the Super Bowl, like, just everything that we have coming into Vegas, like, literally...
You going to a Super Bowl party?
I don't know.
I'm not going to shit. I don't give a fuck, and I'm not gonna keep acting like I care.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going. It's supposed to be the Chiefs and the 49ers.
So. Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah. So
thank you for telling me. One of the ladies at work loves the 49ers, so I guess I'll try to keep that in mind.
Yeah. So.
Draco, shut it down over there. We only let you in here because we thought you was gonna be quiet.
But yeah, it was chill. How was your week?
My week was good. Nothing much to report. I didn't have to do OT on Saturday, so yay! I got a 2-day weekend. So that's exciting, and I get another one this weekend, which I'm glad because on Friday we gonna be fucked up. I'm pretty excited about it.
Yeah.
I got to get my outfit together, but I think I know what I'm going to wear. So I'm excited about that. I'm going to go with like a corset or something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think it's going to really go with the circus theme. So I'm excited about it. Anyways, so I won't be eating anything for about 2 days before that.
Yeah. It's going to be like a Shaq's Fun House. So it's going to be pretty lit.
Yeah, I know. I'm excited.
I like Shaq. You like Shaq?
I have no reason not to like Shaq.
Okay.
I don't really know Shaq.
He owned hella shit, though. Did you know that?
Out here. What does he own everywhere else?
I know he owns Forever 21. I know he...
Hold on. He might have some ownership in Forever 21.
Damn! Why he can't own that motherfucker?
I don't think he owned it outright.
Definitely heard his name in Forever 21. Like, yeah, that he has some money in
Well,
it.
I don't know.
Fuck it.
I'm just saying.
I could be right.
Forever 21 been around for quite some time, and he may have some stock in it, but I don't think he owns Forever 21.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know. Maybe he does. Hey, yeah. You know we don't fact check on this show, so
yeah,
it is what it is. Hey, she gonna tell y'all we fact check, but I'm not fact checking shit. Okay, I ain't got the time. I got 4 fucking kids, a full time job, and a bitch doing it on her own.
I guess
I don't have the time to fact check. I say what I say, and I mean it. Okay.
I said what I said,
bitch.
All right.
What's going on with our Lakers? I wore my jacket today.
You wore your jacket today.
Yeah.
So basically, this week, this past Tuesday, the Lakers played the Hawks. They lost 122-138. And then also we played the Boston Celtics on the 1st. And also, everybody, happy Black History Month. 'Cause, like,
yay!
don't know if y'all know, but we black on this podcast. We black.
Yeah, I think everyone knows we're black.
But yeah, we played the Boston
Bitches
Celtics.
Be black.
On February 1st, we won that game 114-105. And then we also played the New York Knicks just last night. we won that game 113-105. So we've been doing all right now. And we went on like a long road trip. So like we're going to everybody else's court. You know what I'm saying? And we got to play in like their house.
Oh, okay.
So it's, you know, sometimes being on a road can be kind of hard. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but, probably fucks with your game too because you ain't sleeping right.
But I do need to mention this about the Lakers. They played against the Boston Celtics. If y'all don't, if anybody knows anything about like Laker history, the Boston Celtics is like the biggest rivalry that the Lakers will ever have. So when they play the Boston Celtics, it's like, it's personal.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't matter who's there and who's not there. It's personal regardless because mm-hmm. we are the two teams that hold the most championships in the NBA. So when you think about it, they didn't have that the game that they played against the Boston Celtics. They didn't have LeBron and AD, mm-hmm. which are like the two main stars.
And they won.
And they won. They won.
That's good.
When you just got to think about this, like LeBron and AD is clearly the problem.
Shit!
They're the problem. It ain't the team. It's LeBron and AD. And that's really what just it come down to. You know what I'm saying? It's fucking ridiculous. We can win without the two top stars. The two top dudes that's getting paid the most money on the fucking roster, mm-hmm. and we can win without them.
Yeah.
You a fucking problem, motherfucking LeBron. You better listen, LeBron. If you hear this, and I know you won't, but at the end of the motherfucking day, you better get your shit together. And AD, I don't want to see you sitting out no more fucking games. You ain't fucking 45, motherfucker. I'm mad as hell. But I'm happy.
Yeah, I mean, you're a Lakers fan, so you can say this shit.
Because we did win those games. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
I just
had to say that.
I am super excited because we are... Bitch, don't break your fucking chair.
Right.
Hold on. Let me just say this because I need to vent for a moment. We were supposed to come over here and put the furniture together for our fucking podcast studio, right? This bitch leaves me after putting together half of a fucking table to go on a fucking weed run. And I don't even know how long she was gone, but I finished the fucking table. I got the fucking chairs together and everything by myself. I'm over it. And now she fucking scooting the chair over. I hear it creaking and cracking like she about to break the motherfucker. Where are you going with the chair?
Nowhere. I was just trying to move it back.
Why? Anyways, you guys, I cannot with her. But I just wanted to say this. I am super excited that we're in our fucking little studio right now. We're about to start streaming, and I'm so excited about it. We got our furniture together, and we're about to do this thing. I mean, we've been doing it, but we're about to really be, we were like, really about to do it.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about
it's
that.
It's going to be super nice.
It's going to be what it is. It's going to be what Lou and Lex bring you. I just want to give you guys a heads up just in case Draco starts acting crazy because he's been acting crazy this whole fucking time. I guess we could just let him out the room. But he's so sad if he leaves.
No, he's literally crying at the door. He wants to leave.
He's laying down.
He keeps going,
Draco, you want to get out of here?
Yeah, he wants to shake this joint.
All right, open the door. See if he leaves. I don't think he will.
Yeah, he will.
Oh, okay. Bye, Draco. Shit. Anyways, fuck his ass. So the topic of the night is when you start dating someone and I guess you're just trying to keep up with their lifestyle, or am I saying it right?
I mean, you're just trying to, I guess, maintain
an appearance.
Yeah.
So I've never actually been through this, but some of the guys that I date, maybe they're going through it. But I actually think that I live a pretty a decent lifestyle, I guess you can say, moderate with money or whatever. I don't live above my means, and I don't live above, I guess, the middle class means. I don't fucking know, but. So let's just go backstory.
I don't know about all backstory. That, young lady.
So my sister Lou said that the guys who date me are trying to keep up with my lifestyle. However, my lifestyle is this fucking single mother, and I buy a lot of shoes. Okay. I buy a lot of clothes. Yeah. And I buy my purses. But I'm not.
So y'all basically know what that means.
No. And on top of that.
You need to have some money to date her.
No. No. That's not what that means. Because I'm doing all that same shit on a fucking single mom. As a single mom. On a fucking budget. I still have to pay rent and shit like that. And utilities and shit like that. And I don't know why the gas bill is so high. But anyways. But I'm just saying, like, these things should be like very minimal if I'm dating someone. Okay. So if a guy wants to date me, he doesn't really have to buy me shoes and purses and perfumes, and I love perfumes and things like that.
So what is he buying then? Groceries?
No, take rent? Me out. Take me out.
Yeah.
And show me a good time.
All them dates.
When we get to the point where you start paying my rent and my bills and things like that, that's a whole nother story.
Yeah, I guess.
But we need to get there.
Girl, you're going to be getting there pretty quick.
No. I won't be getting there pretty quick. But my thing is that if the guy wants to be with you, then he'll do what he needs to do to be with you. Just like you'll do what you need to do to be with him. Right? The thing about guys is they don't want your money. They don't want all these things that you can lavish them with. They just pretty much want you to fucking suck them. So if you're fucking and sucking them, then they'll give you their fucking money and they'll give you their fucking time and things like that. That's the bottom fucking line. And this is me speaking. My sister, however, likes women, so I don't know what that is. If you want to go ahead and elaborate on that.
Yeah, I will elaborate on that, but girl,
let me eat my chips while you say what you say.
I pretty much feel like in a lesbian relationship, you're going to go 50-50 on everything.
I would never.
Yeah, I know you wouldn't. That's a fucking shame.
Let me say that.
Yeah, let you say what?
You guys, I'm eating my Lay's because I have a lot of liquor in my system. I need this all.
Let her say this, y'all.
In a lesbian relationship, is there a dominant person and a less dominant person? Okay.
Yes.
So the dominant person, they don't take the role of, like, I'm going to court you. I'm going to take you out on dates. I want to be with you. You're going to be my baby girl. Da, 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 da. No.
Actually, sometimes in a lesbian relationship, they could both be femmes or they could both be studs, which means that they could both be masculine. So either way, you gonna
what?
You gonna go half. Yeah, you ain't never seen that? There's people that might be
two studs together?
Yeah, like stud for stud.
I feel like these bitches might be going to jail every other week.
And femme for femme. Well, I mean, I don't know. I ain't never experienced.
In
I don't
my perspective,
like that.
Do you think I'd be a femme or a stud?
You're definitely a femme.
What?
You are not a stud.
I wanna be a stud because I will slap a fucking bitch.
Okay,
you can slap a fucking bitch,
but you're not gonna be a fucking stud. Like, you're too girly.
Oh.
That's what it is.
But I do have that masculine role in me where I take care of everything. Like, you literally thought I was not going to be able to put this fucking shit together tonight, and I put everything together by myself.
Okay, you could be a stem then, and that's a little bit of both.
All right, I'll take that.
All right.
Anyways, but in this relationships, so let's just talk about you because this is our podcast. What would you be considered in the relationship?
The man.
So you're the stud.
Yes.
So you take her out, you wine and dine her, you pay her bills, you doing all this shit?
Nah, I'm not doing none of that shit.
Well, are you the stud or you're not?
No, I am, but it's a little different. She could take me out or I could take her out. It's like, even like for Christmas, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're gonna buy a certain amount of things. And you're not going to really expect that same thing back. But you just know, like, you know, you did what you had to do.
What the fuck are you talking about? Anyways, so I'm confused. What I'm asking is, so in a relationship, because the topic is... being in a relationship, feeling like you can't... get with whoever you're trying to date, whoever you're trying to court and take them out and stuff like that. You can't get with their lifestyle, right?
Yes.
So with your chick, just because this is our podcast, do you feel like you can hang with her lifestyle? On your budget, on your budget.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. So in that case, then you can take her out, wine or dine her, whatever she want to fucking do and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't have the relationship like that. But when I do go out with a guy, I like it to be 50-50. I like it too. Just so that I can show you that I don't actually fucking need your motherfucking ass.
Okay.
I have you around because I want you around. And to me, in my eyes, that's better than needing someone. Right?
Yeah, but it's kind of like a little contract. It's like a 10-day contract. And it's like
if you 10 days.
It's like if you don't, this is in basketball. It's like if you don't make the contract, you get cut.
Well, I can say that. That is probably true. Yeah.
Like I'll say it in your terms, a trial run.
No, yeah. Definitely. It's a trial run.
Okay, yeah.
But throughout the trial run, I'm putting out the same energy I would in the relationship. So if you want to take me out and do all these kind of things or whatever, don't think that on this trial run, you're going to be doing all this shit. And then when we get together, you ain't going to be doing it.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
You can't do that. So on the trial run, you want to take me out. I want to take you out. We're going to do things together. Da, 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 da. Whatever it is. And that is supposed to be what our relationship should end up being, right? Mm-hmm. Because this is what trial run. This is, we're giving each other a little bit of what we got. You know what I'm saying? To get us to the point where we decide to be together.
Okay, well, I don't know.
And why'd you say well?
It just seems very...
either robotic?
I guess, but like...
too AI or something?
It's just like straight to the point. Like,
well, it has to be. I'm not gonna be fucking around with you.
You can't.
I'm not 18.
You can't just date somebody though.
Oh, I date a lot of
people. I'm just saying, like,
I'm gonna tell you one thing.
Take me out here, take me out there, take me out here, and then
yeah, but we could be doing all that stuff as dating. The thing is, the guy never wants to just date. They want to lock you down. They want to put you in the relationship. And it's just like, I never really wanted to be in this relationship. I want to date other people while I'm dating your ass. But it's not a thing, I guess. I don't know if it's a thing or not. It is in my eyes.
You basically dating around.
Yeah, I just want to date everybody. I want to hang out with everybody.
Oh, Lord.
I want to hang out with everyone because it's fun that way.
Yeah, I guess.
And I'm pretty much, my life is about fun. If I have to get serious with you, you are probably on my shit list. My children. They're always on my shit list. Shut the fuck up. Honestly, they are. I don't want to have to be serious with anyone. I just want to have fun. I want to be able to date who I want to date. I want to be able to hang out with whoever I want to hang out with. And I do get in these relationships, but I find that I get myself in these relationships simply because the guy says, hey, you want to be in a relationship? I'm like, okay.
You just go with it?
I always just go with it.
You got to just cancel that shit immediately.
Yeah, but sometimes when you cancel it, then you cancel the guy and he has such a good personality and you're hanging out and having so much fun and you don't want to lose that. And you're just like, well, if I tell him no, then that means that we can't hang out anymore. And it's like makes it weird if you say no.
It's like that free trial, that free 7-day trial.
Oh, yeah. And they ask you to commit or not.
And then after 7 days, you remember, you know how you got to pay that money?
Yeah.
You just got to say no.
I don't know. I feel like I value the person more than... I don't know. I don't know why I keep saying yes.
Value. How the fuck you value them after 7 days?
Well, it's usually more than 7 days. It's like 3 months at least.
Oh, oh my gosh. You putting too much time into it. But you know what?
Ma'am, you have only been in 2 long-term relationships throughout your whole fucking life. So shut the fuck up.
Oh, I just know how to pick them.
I can't even believe you said that when the last one was trash.
Yeah, but it was like
she was trash for how many years?
It was like from fucking high school. Like how?
Yeah, but everybody else saw she was trash, and you kept dealing with the bitch and making us deal with her.
You know, like how being like brainwashed.
You are my mother's child. You are not brainwashed.
Yeah, I was just dumb.
What the fuck was that?
I don't know.
I thought it was your phone. It came from over there.
You lying.
Anyways.
No, you lying. That ain't me. That shit was your computer.
No, it wasn't. It came from your side.
Hell no.
Anyways.
But like, no, I was like brainwashed. Like, I don't even know why I was in that relationship for so long.
Me neither, because I kept telling you get the fuck out of it.
I don't know. I'm just like, I don't know. I'm just, but I just really love y'all. I just really love relationships. I don't really like dating around. I don't really care to date around. Like, I don't really want to have, I never
no
really,
fun.
I've never really had a hoe phase and I don't really care to have one. Like,
what's wrong with having a hoe phase?
And I'm an Aquarius. I feel like that's in my character. Like,
you don't have to be what an Aquarius is.
Yes, I do. Because that's what the Mayans wanted from me.
Shut the fuck up. I cannot let you right now. You guys, the point is, do you, when you're dating someone or when you're courting them or whatever it is, like you guys are just like, because in my opinion, guys can court girls and girls can court guys, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it is whatever it is, ladies, men, whatever. And when you're courting or whatever, at this point, do you show what you want in the relationship or do you like hold back and you ask for these things later on, which
hold
I think
back.
Is fucked up.
Hold back.
No, that's hella fucked up. So you basically what you're saying is as soon as you say I'm committed to you, you fucking turn the fucking tricks and you're like 360 degrees, you're fucking a different person?
Not like, no.
You would be. If you're not expecting the same things when you're being like on dates and stuff like that, and then you only expect them when you're in a relationship, what the fuck is going on? Because I can tell you one thing. If I'm dating a guy and I plan on being with him, or if he plans on being with me, he better not be fucking everybody in the
people
world.
People get comfortable, so I don't know, like, people will get comfortable.
Don't get comfortable with me. Especially if you get comfortable.
You get comfortable with her. It's fucking chop suey.
Yeah, it is definitely fucking chop suey, motherfucker. Because as soon as you get comfortable, what the fuck does that mean for us? Like, you're not going to be doing this. You're not going to be doing this. You laxing on this. You laxing on this. Are you even taking showers at night? I cannot.
Whoa.
What the fuck is uncomfortable mean? No, I don't want you as comfortable. I want you as the same motherfucker who was on fucking all fucking
why he things. Can't be showering, though. Like, I'm sure he's still going to be cleaning his body.
I'm
like,
just saying, you don't know. I feel like some people this. Only fucking clean up their fucking place because you're coming over there. No, can you be the person who cleans up after yourself all the fucking time?
Sometimes people just have habits. And then you start seeing their habits when you've been in a relationship with
it's
them.
It's horrible. It's dreadful. To me, it's dreadful. I want to fucking kill them.
Don't be, at this point, it's don't be that person.
No, don't be that person. Be whoever the fuck you were the fucking first 3 months you were dating. Because that's the motherfucker I signed a contract with. I didn't sign a contract with this nigga. Get the fuck out of here. If you over here fucking turning tricks and shit after 3 months and we decided we gonna be together, I don't want to be with your raggedy ass. If you wasn't cheating while we was courting or whatever we was doing and dating and all that, don't start cheating now, nigga.
So what if they ain't farting? If they ain't farting?
Okay, first of all, a fart is a natural fucking body fucking whatever.
What is it called? What if they ain't shitting with the door open?
Well, I do all that, so. And I do it on the first date. I don't care. I'm not closing the door. I don't do that. I don't like those fucking little ass fucking. They have, I don't know if it's a thing everywhere, but in Vegas, they have closet bathrooms which just has a toilet in it. This shit is claustrophobic, first of all.
So what do you want? You want to be.
I just want to be who you are from the beginning. I am always me. From the first fucking date that we have, I'm going to be the same way. I am not going to fucking hide anything. Nah. I'm not going to fucking act weird. I'm not going to fucking fart in wherever the fuck I got to go to fart at.
I'm not showing that side of myself at the beginning.
Why not?
You're joking. No. You are not about to be weirded out by me because I farted. I remember when I farted in class.
Okay, those are people who don't fucking know
and I ain't gonna cap. Everybody turned right around and looked at me, and I was like, damn, bro, what the fuck is wrong with y'all? Like, the shit is natural. Like,
it is.
Why are you fucking mad?
You're like, shit, I had milk for breakfast. Fuck you.
Like, damn, bro. Like,
shit, this is my thing, bro. We're all adults, right?
Yes.
It's not like school. If you can't handle a bitch fucking farting, what do you think we are? What do you think this is, some fucking Disney Pixar shit and bitches don't fucking fart? What the fuck are you talking about right now? Get the fuck out of here. If you think that a woman does not fucking fart, then get the fuck out of here. You're out of your fucking mind. Your mama done showed you wrong, and I don't know what the fuck you was raised on, but bitches do fucking fart, okay? And sometimes they have to fart while they're fucking sleeping. So shut the fuck up, because your ass farts on a fucking regular basis, and you probably shit every fucking day, which most women do not, okay? So calm down. Shit. Fucking shit. I can't. If I can't be my whole fucking self with you on the fucking, in the first 30 days, then we ain't for each other. And I'm not fucking dealing with your ass, because it is what it is at the end of the day. I'm gonna be who I am. I'm not fucking going outside and going to the fucking store to take a fucking fart. I'm not doing that.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
I gotta be like, oh, happen. Babe, I gotta run to the grocery store just so I can fucking fart. You the fuck? I'm not that bitch. If nah. I have to fart, I'll be like, babe, I gotta fart. I'm gonna fart.
Are you the type of person,
excuse me,
that's gonna go out to run an errand, get food,
and never come back?
Eat it, and then go come home, and everybody else starving?
No, I would never do that. I think that's a guy thing. I'm probably a guy without kids.
that was definitely
a broke one, definitely.
I think me and dad did that a couple times.
You guys just went out to eat and never came back?
Like, we just, like, was out doing something, and then we ate, and then we came back. But we ate in the car because we didn't want nobody to be like, why you ain't bring no food?
I would never do that. That is so dad.
But you know what? That nigga makes you right.
Yeah, because you're with him and you would tell if you didn't.
Damn right. And I got whatever and I got whatever I wanted too. Whatever I wanted.
This is the problem of having too many fucking kids. Okay? When you like, I in this situation, I could feed one kid, but I can't feed my whole family. And we gonna eat out. But I honestly, I don't eat out that much. We don't really eat out that much. So, I mean, if we were going to eat out, it'd probably be like pizza because it's easier to have and that gets delivered to the house. But
yeah.
Oh, on that note.
What?
I have this love-hate relationship with clothes.
Yeah.
It's just too restricting. It's just like, what are we wearing all this stuff for? I'm probably the only one in the family that you know. This looked up being nude.
Yeah.
Colonies that you live in, those communities that you can live in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I want to go there one day, but these kids got to grow up and get the fuck out of my house.
You want to just live in some type of nude fucking like beach or something?
It's a lot of not black folks there. But that shit, I mean, would be
kind of crazy, bitch.
But it's just. You don't know how exhausting it is to put on clothes and wear clothes and have clothes on. And it's like this weight on your body. It's just a lot.
Damn, bitch. I didn't know it was taking over you like this.
It's just, I don't know. It's just a lot. I would rather have no clothes on.
Y'all let us know if y'all want to wear clothes.
Very minimal.
Forever. Do y'all want to go on a nude beach?
Just think about it when you're in your bathing suit. When you're a bathing suit, are you just free? But those underwear, they're very restricting.
I guess, bitch, a chastity belt is restricting. Like, what is you saying? Like, a regular fucking
okay, so pair you know of underwear guys wear is tidy not. Whiteys or they call them tidy whiteys or whatever for men.
Okay.
Yeah, those things that we have to wear are like tidy whiteys. They're so. I cannot with them.
Okay.
They're just so restricting. It feels like I'm like tied down. I can't. I don't want to wear boy shorts either. That's too much material. I just can't.
Wearing a thong every day.
No, the thong is annoying too.
Oh.
I just can't, you guys. I just can't.
Well.
Anyways, you guys, I know we've been on a rant. This is what's happening when you listen to drunk bitches.
We appreciate y'all, though.
Yeah, we do appreciate you guys. And hopefully we'll be able to get our streaming going next month in March.
Yep, we're working on everything. Later. We got more furniture now, so we're just working on the rest of it.
Yeah, lights.
But it's going to be all set up and ready to go soon, y'all. So just,
yeah, I'm excited.
Just stay tuned.
Anyways, you guys, thank you for listening tonight. We appreciate you.
Hey, we appreciate you guys. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.